This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This Sunday on Black Dragons Roundtable, or if you're watching this video after Sunday, make sure you guys go over there and check it out. Out Bad, a one percenter's perspective. We're going to discuss Out Bad, what it means, how it was taken so far out of perspective, it's unbelievable. I also got some thoughts right now coming up. Don't forget, in the pinned comment section of this video, you'll see links to my alt tech platforms where I'm unleashed, man. So go over to BitChute, go over to Odyssey, check it out. Also, there's a donate button for the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation Fund. Get on over there, donate. It goes straight through YouTube. They don't take any fees, any of that stuff. And it helps those that run in while you're running out. Out Bad. Here's some of my thoughts on that right now before the panel. And also, we do the pre-show warm-up hanging with Hollywood right before the show at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here live on the channel. Out Bad. It used to be you were only put out bad for a few things. That was one, stealing from the club or being a rat. Two, messing around with the member's old lady if they didn't give you permission. Or three, you were using a needle, shooting up. Heroin, whatever, coke, whatever you shoot up. Those were the only things that you were put out bad for. Nowadays, it seems like you'll be put out bad for pissing in the wind wrong. I get it. Things change. Attitudes change. But it was something that worked real good back then. And I think it causes a lot of problems now. A lot of problems for a lot of... Out Bad is something that you would say to others that this guy was a piece of shit. He did these things to our club. But again, it's like being in high school, where if you hurt somebody's feelings, they go around talking crap about you. That's not the way it was supposed to be or intended to be. I'd argue that's why a lot of people don't like the crap that's going on with clubs. That's why a lot of people decide just to be independents, is the politics are thick within an MC. An MC is structured, yeah. It has more rules than, the Bible does. But at the same time, it works for them. All the major clubs, ones that are recognized, they really stick to those principles of those three things that can put you out. Because they know how bad it is if you say, this guy's out bad. Now, does the newer clubs understand it? No, they don't. I was once told, just a couple weeks ago, that the internet is a tool now used by a lot of people for recruitment. Because you got the technology there, you got the reach you can get with the internet. And it's not all a bad thing as long as you use it as a tool in the right way. Well, it seems some of these clubs that do most of their recruiting on the internet don't understand the very basis of what out bad means. They'll throw them out because they needed to leave the club. They no longer believed in what the club stands for. Or they moved to another club that was more in line with what their thinking was about. So, what happens? Well, he's out bad. Well, why? Because he disrespected the club by leaving. What? Excuse me? What happened here? That is a confusing deal. And before I go on, over the years, I've gotten hundreds of these type of emails where I might be interviewing somebody that was in a club, left, and now all of a sudden I'm getting emails. Well, they're out bad. Why are you talking to them? For one, Insane Throttle is a media and broadcast type of channel. We do HarleyLiberty.com. I do op-eds all the time. I am not binded, if you will, by your out bad sayings. I'm not binded by your protocol. None of that stuff. This is biker news, op-eds, everything that's happening in the scene. So do not email me saying, well, you know, this guy's out bad, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Same thing when I interviewed that one cop a couple videos ago. Same thing when I interviewed another one that was given some profile in hell to a club. I am news and media. What you guys got going on in your clubs is what you got going in your clubs. And I wanted to really make sure that if you're going to send me something, you understand it. I'm saying it right here on my video. I'm not bound by any of your stuff. I'm an entertainment platform, meaning I'm here to entertain, give both sides of a news story if they choose to come on the show. I'm not here to say, well, this guy's out bad, he should be treated like shit. I'm not here for that. And neither is this platform. Now, it might piss you off or piss off your supporters that I don't follow by any kind of protocol. But that's not my problem. If you cannot understand that this is an entertainment platform, or you can't even understand that Black Dragon stuff is an entertainment platform, I don't know what to tell you. All these channels are. So I would say keep your political MC bullshit off our channels. We bring up topics for debate. Will you learn something from them? Maybe. If not, oh well. Don't know what to tell you. So keep that in mind, because again, I've gotten a lot of these type of emails for guests that I've interviewed or talked with or sat with, the whole nine yards. Going back to Outbad, why is it like high school out there now? That I never got. This is supposed to be a man's game, but with the invent of the internet, it seems like the problems all are on the internet all over the place now. And I agree, I have to evolve sometime and understand the internet is a tool. The younger guys understand that. Maybe that's why I have beef with these younger guys all the time, because it's just a different way of thinking. I'm going to give you my final thoughts in a second, but first, again, there's that donate button for the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. It's a really good organization. I want you to listen in right now. You can hit the donate button. It goes right through, and when we come back, I'll give you my rest of my thoughts on this type of stuff.
They run in while you run out. Support the National Fallen Firefighters Fund by donating right here on YouTube. Click the donate button now. The mission of the National Fallen Firefighters Fund is to honor and remember Americans' fallen fire heroes, to provide resources and assist their families in rebuilding their lives, and work within the fire service community to reduce firefighter deaths and injuries.
Okay. Hit the donate button. Let's get, you know what? It'd be great to be able to raise like 5 G's for them. Help the families, help the scholarships of those that are fallen, especially this coming September 11th. We lost a ton of firefighters in the World Trade Center building. Sad state of affairs. Anyway, my op-eds, I've also started a newsletter. And I'll put that in the description box where you're going to get my real thoughts over there. Because I'm kind of constrained with YouTube and all that good stuff. So hopefully, this coming Sunday on Black Dragon's Roundtable, when you guys hear about how bad from legitimate 1%ers that are in clubs that are legitimate, that have been around decades, you'll understand. Because a lot of people, they go all over the internet just looking for information, and that's not a bad thing. But you got to go to people, if you're going to go into this type of subject, that are one part of a club that has been around decades. And why? Because if they've been around decades, they're doing something right. I'm talking the old time clubs. They're doing something right. And most of their members have been in the club a very long time. When you have people that leave their clubs before 5, 6 years, well, that ain't too much dedication, do you? You know, you think? So if you're going to go for advice, make sure you go to like a Shaggy or a Big Bone 1%. And they're on our panel, and hopefully this week they'll be able to address some of these questions. If you have a question that you want asked on the roundtable, you can put it in my community tab, the question, and I'll make sure I bring it over there with me. Or you can call in and ask or talk, whatever. You can call in. And there might be subjects on the roundtable you might find boring or whatever it is. But it's there for people to learn. It's a debate type of deal. So just keep that in mind. And also keep in mind an hour beforehand, hanging out with Hollywood, I just go in there and bullshit with you guys. You know, we have some fun on the show. The last one we did, it was pretty fun. I get over there and get friggin' out there, if you will. Because God knows it's alive, so. Anyway, think about that, guys. Let me know what you know. Think in the comments section. Again, go over to BitChute and Odyssey, the alt-tech platforms. I drop a video there at least once a week over on there where I just let loose and have some fun like Motorcycle Madhouse used to be in the beginning before all this censorship came down. So think about it. I'll see you on the show for this subject on the roundtable. Talk to you guys later. You guys have a good one. I'm outie. I'm going over to the Morning Hoot with China Doll right now. Download the Insane Throttle radio app. You can hear it there or go to our Discord or insanevoltage.com. Listen to it live right on our website. Talk to you guys later.